Clark comes down with the board, brings the ball in the front court. He is going to take the ball to the hoop, puts it up off glass. No good. And the ball is going to be rebounded by New Mexico State, and then the Greyhounds will commit a foul going for the rebound. That'll be Hughes that picks up. Grounds have gotten two good looks at the hoop. Neither of them have dropped, and with 19:23 to go, it is out of bounds time for the Aggies. Jonathan Wilkins, a 6'10 junior from France. Boy, they're causing a problem. They've got a lot of Canadians and a Frenchie. On the wing, they get the ball to Huggins. Huggins out front. They cross court the ball to Chua. Chua looking out front. This is Baker. Baker has the ball stolen away. Neal takes the ball to the hoop. He is going to lay it up. Has the shot blocked. Hughes with the rebound. Lays it up and in. And the Greyhounds lead the Aggies 2-0. And then at the other end, they just beat us down the court. And Chua lays it up and in, the kid from Redlands. And we are tied up at 2 apiece. Harris with the ball for the Greyhounds on the right wing, dribbling. Comes over a high post screen, goes up with a high arching jump shot. No good. And the ball rebounded by Huggins. Gets the ball to Baker. Baker in the front court, gets the ball down the court. And that's going to be Chua laying it up. No good. Ball rebounded by Haley. Haley cross courts the ball. There's a three ball up from the corner, nothing but net. That is Baker that there buries the three. And New Mexico State has their first lead of the game, 5-2 with 18:15 to go. Lewis will bring the ball in the front court for the Greyhounds. Picks the ball up, gets the ball in the corner to Harris, down low to Hughes. Hughes squares up, dribbles on the baseline, picks up the ball, goes out front to Neal. Shot clock down to 10. Neal dribbles on the right wing, gets the ball to Harris. Harris goes behind his back, almost loses the ball, gets the ball out front. Hughes puts the ball on the floor. No look pass to Lewis. Reverse layup up and good. Great pass to Lewis, and the Greyhounds have cut the lead to 1. Into the front court, here's Baker for the Aggies. Baker dribbling, being guarded by Neal. Goes to the crossover, down low. They get the ball to Chua. Chua back out front to Baker. Baker looking over the defense, comes over the screen, cross-courts the ball. There's Huggins up with the three ball. No good. Ball rebounded by the Aggies. Now they get the ball to Hughes, and he misses the slam dunk. But they get the rebound, kick it out to the corner. That is going to be a three-point basket by Baker and a foul. Count it. Down to the line one time. A rare four-point play opportunity for the Aggies. And that really shouldn't be too surprising to the Greyhounds because Baker comes into the game as the leading scorer for New Mexico State, averaging 14.4 points per game. That's going to get a sub in for the Greyhounds, actually, two of them. Javon Mumtaz, the young man from New Zealand, checking in along with LaMarcus Thompson. Thompson became eligible at the semester. Aggies up by a score of 8-4, and they can increase that lead by 1 with a free throw here. Nothing but net. And now some full court pressure being put on by the Aggies. And there's going to be a steal. Chua kicking the ball. There's Huggins up with a three ball, and good. Braxton Huggins nailed the three after the steal by Chua. Chris Wims is checked into the game for the Greyhounds, and there is going to be a traveling violation by Lewis. So the Greyhounds led 2-0, and they have been outscored 12-2 since then. That's going to get a couple of subs in. Shelton will check into the game for the Greyhounds. Also, Chauncey Hill checking into the game. Chauncey, of course, the high-energy player from Las Vegas. Number 10 is checked in for New Mexico State. This is Jamario Jones, a junior from Memphis. Baker comes off the high post screen, and that is going to be a foul against Chauncey Hill. Hill came over the top of the screen and tried to draw the charge, but the referee said he was not set. So Ian Baker will check the ball out of bounds, a young man from our nation's capital. That, of course, would be Washington, D.C. Baker comes over the top of the screen, looks, gets the ball in the wing to Huggins. Huggins trying to get the ball and does get the ball to Haley. Haley comes over the screen. Haley looks, gets the ball to Huggins. Huggins spins, takes the ball up, high-arching jump shot, no good. And the ball is going to be rebounded by the Greyhounds. Shelton with the rebound, kicks it out to Thompson. Thompson into the front court, comes over the screen, picks up the dribble, looks, gets the ball out front to Shelton. Shelton goes to the crossover, being guarded by Haley. Shot clock down to 16. Haley playing good defense. We kick the ball to Wims. Wims, three ball. That's going to be off the line. And Hill had the ball. I believe he got fouled. Chauncey Hill, high energy, got the rebound and then got fouled. I think that's the first one against the Aggies. Yep. So Wims will check the ball in bounds for the Greyhounds. Very personable man from Carson, California. There's Thompson, high arching jump shot, no good. Ball's going to be rebounded. Haley quickly in the front court. He is going to take the ball to the hoop, and he is going to be fouled on the floor. Aggies are just fast down the court, getting the ball into space, as the expression would go. Number 24 checking in for the Aggies. This is Matt Taylor. He is one of the many Canadians on the roster. Baker looking, gets the ball out front. Now they get the ball to Baker. Give and go. Beautiful play. Laid up and in by Jones. That was just, he passed the ball to the wing, cut to the hoop, got the return pass, and it is now a 10-point lead for the Aggies. Mumtaz getting the ball to Wims. Wims puts the ball on the floor. He's the southpaw, dribbles over to the right wing. Looking, shot clock down to 10. Greyhound set up a 1-4 low offense, trying to get the ball on the isolation to Shelton, and we do. Shelton takes the ball to the hoop, shoots the fadeaway, off glass, no good, and the ball is going to be rebounded by New Mexico State. You get the ball to Huggins. Huggins out front on the wing. Here's Baker. Baker goes behind his back, dribbling. Comes off the screen set by Wilkins. They get the ball down low, and there is going to be a foul on Chris Wims. Wims had to shift onto the big guy and drew contact. We've got a timeout with the Greyhounds trailing 14-4. Let's send it back for a 30. You're listening to Greyhound Basketball on 105.9 KSL Country.
Be